Now, violence in Gaza is continuing today. The Palestinian Red Crescent has said one of its workers was killed when Israel targeted its headquarters in Khan Yunis. Earlier this week, the UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced that his government would recognise the state of Palestine by September unless Israel agrees to a ceasefire in Gaza, stops building settlements and commits to a two-state solution. The UK followed France and then Canada, said it would do the same. Three G7 countries now putting pressure on Israel, but will it make any difference? Gideon Levy is an Israeli journalist and writer and joins us now. Gideon Levy, good afternoon and welcome to the programme.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for being with us. We now have three powerful countries who say that they will recognise the state of Palestine in September unless Israel stops the war. Is that move likely to make any impact on the Israeli government?
I'm very sorry to spoil the party, but I'm afraid that's not the right way to go now. I mean, Gaza is passing through a terrible, terrible period. People are starving. People are killed by dozens every day. That's not the time for this. That's the time to put real pressure on Israel to stop, first of all, the genocide. And then we can deal with all kinds of ideas. I'm not sure they are implementable or not. But recognizing right now Palestine seems to be more like a lip service just to show that you are doing something, and much less as a real practical measure to put an end, first of all, to the war.
Israel has said that this threat, as it would put it, to recognize the state of Palestine is one which will make it more difficult to achieve a ceasefire, because it will encourage Hamas to hold out on any peace deal until September, because the prize of doing that would be recognition of statehood. What's your assessment of that position?
It's all far-fetched. Hamas is against the two-state solution. Hamas was always against the two-state solution. They want to see one state, an Islamic state, between the river and the sea. So the two-state solution does not appeal to them. And I don't see much connection between this and this. I think that the pressure should be toward ceasing the fire. And that's now the only goal for the time being, releasing the hostages and releasing Gaza from the genocide. And I don't see that this step will contribute anything to it. I must tell you also, I was quite surprised to listen to the British Prime Minister claiming that recognition is a kind of punishment on Israel. And if Israel will behave itself, namely stop the war and stop the settlements, he might reconsider this step. Either it is a political solution for the long run, so why to frame it as a punishment over Israel? And if it is a punishment, I know some better punishments.
You have been writing in Haaretz newspaper this week about two Israeli rights groups who have described Israel's actions in Gaza as a genocide, a claim, of course, that Israel rejects. But does this now tell us that there is a notable change within Israel as to how this war is perceived?
Yes, but not always from the right direction. There is a growing resistance to the war, a growing opposition to the war, but it's mainly aimed at releasing the hostages before they die and stopping also the loss of the soldiers. Soldiers are killed there, Israeli soldiers. Unfortunately, the fact that there is a genocide, the fact that dozens of Palestinians are starving to death and dying on a daily basis, this is unfortunately did not penetrate the Israeli consciousness.
Gideon Levy, journalist and author, thank you very much for speaking with us on the programme today.